The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So tonight, I would like to simply kind of immerse ourselves in loving kindness, metta meditation. So we don't want to give too many words tonight beforehand, so that we can a real immersive loving kindness practice. And if you are new tonight or new to metta practice, don't be afraid. We'll go through the meditation. And those of you who are very familiar with the practice, maybe nice to just let yourself be guided. And to start us off, I have a quote from Sharon Salzberg, and then we'll start the practice. Sharon says, "Metta is the ability to embrace all parts of ourselves, as well as all parts of the world. Practicing metta illuminates our inner integrity because it relieves us of the need to deny different aspects of ourselves. We can open to everything with the healing force of love." End quote. So let's settle in and open to everything with the healing force of love, like Sharon says. And it's often very helpful to just tune into the body first. Tune into your posture. How does the body feel right now in this posture? For most of us, it's probably the sitting posture. We can make some adjustments to the posture if needed, so that we're sitting in a way that is relaxed, also alert. And for the metta practice, we don't have to like be in a super strict, like formal meditation posture. Some relaxation can be helpful. We sit in a way that the body is not experiencing too much discomfort. And sometimes that even means that laying down might be the best option for us, or standing. Because it's hard to generate this loving kindness if we're experiencing a lot of discomfort. So a comfortable posture is very handy, useful. Tune into the rest of what the body is feeling like right now. Maybe there's some tension in the body, in certain body parts. And if any jump out to you, you can start the kindness then right here, right now, for this body part. Maybe tell it it's okay. It's okay to be not so comfortable. The body part can't really help it. It's just there doing its thing. You can look at different body parts that hold tension and tell all of them that it's okay. Body parts that have some discomfort or pain, maybe even. May you feel complete with that. Tune into the overall sense of the body, sitting here or laying here. Maybe let the body know that you appreciate it. It's carrying you around everywhere. Some kindness for the body. We can tune into the area of the heart. Heart center in the middle of the chest. Be aware what it's like in that area right now. Maybe there is some openness or warmth. Radiance. Maybe it's not so open, maybe it's more closed. Maybe it feels a bit tight. Maybe you don't feel much at all in the area. Whatever you experience there, you can also bring kindness to that experience. So that is okay, just the way it is. It doesn't have to change. It doesn't have to be anything else. It is okay just as it is. From this heart area, we'll be sending out wishes for certain beings. We'll use some phrases that we silently repeat to send out those wishes. And we'll start with the being called the benefactor. A benefactor can be someone who has supported us on our journey through life. Whether it's someone who is supporting us now, or can be someone from decades ago. Someone who is really, really has our best interest in mind. We can really trust. Can be a teacher, a coach, uncle or aunt. It can even be a pet. If you have a being in mind, a benefactor. Then it is said that the direct cause for metta, for loving kindness to arise, is to see the good in the person or the being. So, picture this being, tune into the goodness, the wholesomeness of this being. Maybe you can see the good qualities that this being has. Ways they've helped you or supported you. Their kindness or compassion. And start with the phrases from this place of seeing the goodness. And the first phrase is, may you be safe. And from our heart area, we can send this phrase out to the benefactor. And maybe we see the benefactor in front of us. It's a visual image. Maybe we use the name of the benefactor or felt sense of the presence of the benefactor. Whatever works for you in sending this phrase, may you be safe. You can silently for yourself repeat the phrase, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be at ease. Let's see if you can really connect to the meaning of the words. May you be at ease. And send a switch from your heart towards the benefactor. Let go of the benefactor. We can bring to mind a friend, a dear friend. And also for this friend, we can see their good qualities. Their wholesomeness. What do you particularly appreciate about this friend? The goodness in this person or being? And sometimes just thinking about the goodness of the being already opens our heart. Makes the metta flow out towards the being. It doesn't have to be like this, but it can happen sometimes. From this place of seeing the goodness, you can send the phrases to the friend. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. Our wishes don't necessarily have to come true. What we're doing is cultivating our own hearts. Cultivating our capacity for kindness. Making our heart bigger and stronger. Opening our hearts, but genuinely wishing for these beings to be healthy, for this friend in this case. May you be at ease. So we can let go of any results. Know that it's about our intention to cultivate this kindness towards these beings. And sometimes we don't really feel that much kindness. Practice might feel a bit dry. We might even feel the opposite of metta, kindness coming up. And it is all part of the practice. Metta will bring up, metta practice will bring up things that are not in line with it yet, that are not that are still in the way, so to speak. You could say it's a purification practice. So it will bring up things to be purified. It could also be anger, resentment, jealousy, whatever it is. In that case, we can switch to a different being that is easier for us. Or we can just do some Vipassana insight meditation for a little bit till we feel we can proceed again. Or just observe whatever comes up for us for a little bit. Give it some space. You can go to a neutral person or being. Being for whom you don't really feel anything super positive, neither super negative. Just kind of neutral. Someone you don't really know that well. Maybe it's someone you sometimes see in your neighborhood, or someone you see in the store sometimes. It might be a little harder to see the goodness in this person or being because we don't know them. Maybe you've seen them smile. Or you've seen them taking care of their dog or their child. Maybe you've seen them taking care of customers. Or something else that showed some good quality of this being. From this place of seeing the goodness, I can wish this being the phrases, "May you be safe." May you be happy. May you be healthy. this neutral being be healthy. May you be at ease. May this neutral being be at ease. Let the practice itself also be kind. There's no need to strain, no need to make anything happen. Just let the practice be the way it is. Whatever is present for you in this moment, however much or little metta you feel in your heart, or whatever you feel that might be opposite of metta, it's okay. It's okay just the way it is. No need to strain, no need to make anything happen. And bring to mind a being that we call a difficult being. I would suggest to pick someone that's not too difficult, but someone who kind of mildly maybe sometimes irritates you. Who's this mildly annoying person? Not someone who is like your enemy, just a mildly annoying person. Someone who's sometimes mildly annoying. And then, if you have someone in mind, you could try to see if there's any goodness in this person that you can tell. And this person probably, or this being, probably has others who actually love them, who care for them. They might have a pet who is happy when they come home. Maybe you can see through their eyes the goodness in this being. And you can also wish this being the phrases, may you be safe. May you be happy. Sometimes the difficult person is a little difficult. We don't feel that much. No way that you can always go to where it is easy with the metta practice. We don't have to go to the difficult person. But if we do feel some metta, we can stay with the difficult person. And wish this difficult person the phrases, "May you be healthy." He'll be at ease. Let's then turn our attention to ourselves. You can have an image of yourself in front of your mental screen. Maybe do a felt sense of sitting here. Use your own name. And bring then to mind some good qualities that you have. And sometimes it can be difficult for us to name our own good qualities. If that's the case for you, then maybe think of what a friend would say. One of your best friends, maybe the dear friend that you just used in the meditation. What would they say about what your good qualities are? And seeing yourself through the lens of this good quality or good qualities. And you can send yourself the wishes. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. time we're lost. Category of beings. You can use all living beings everywhere. You can connect to your heart area. Say a phrase. May all beings be safe. May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be at ease. Now that we've come to the end of the categories and phrases and wishes, we can take a moment to tune into our hearts. What is it like right there, right now? Has anything changed since we started the meditation? Whatever is there for you right now, it's okay. However the meditation unfolded, we've all been cultivating this intention of kindness, intention of warmth, the well wishes that we have had for all these beings and ourselves. And we can appreciate the wholesomeness of that. Appreciate we took the time to cultivate this wholesomeness. All of these beneficial energies that we've cultivated, we can share with all beings everywhere so that it multiplies. May all beings everywhere benefit from the wholesome energies that are generated through our meditation. May all beings be free. You can also go to the breakout groups I'll do some for about maybe 10 minutes or so. And you can discuss what it was like to use Sharon Salzberg words to open to everything with the healing force of love. Let me set them up. Oops. Let's see. Should be about 3 to 4 people per group. So there you go. And see you in a little bit. Welcome back. I got a few more minutes to share from reflections, maybe comments, questions, maybe something that came up in the breakout groups or in the meditation today that you notice. Feel free to unmute yourself or put something in the chat.
I found it was very sticky for me to do the meditation for the most part until I sort of just gave up trying to do it right. And then something just came into my mind, into my... which was very interesting and useful. It's like, oh, I guess that counts. It's not the way it says in the script, but hey, I'll take it. Thanks, Marjan.
Yeah, thanks for sharing, Kathleen. And that's nice you say that. It's not in script, but I'll take it. And that's a little bit what metta is about. It doesn't have to be in the script. We can just, it's about, I said it a little bit in the meditation, but it's about where it's easy for us. So if that's something else than it's in the script, then that's also, that is actually great. So yeah, thanks for sharing that. Complex, you can unmute yourself.
Yes. Shared that partly because I have a mediocre hearing aids, I could make out just a fraction of what you were actually saying. But your cadence and your tone of voice were just wonderful. And thank you for having such a wonderful quality to the way you speak.
Yeah, thank you. Good to hear. That was helpful. Yeah, thanks for sharing, Kobex.
Thank you.
Yeah, Susan. Oh, you're still muted.
There we go. In our group, we were really just celebrating. We enjoyed the meditation and celebrating the fruits of doing metta practice and noticing the changes as a result of doing it more regularly.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And yeah, the more we do it, the more we can harvest the fruits of it. Thanks for sharing. Katrin?
Today being the solstice, there just was something... I just felt like this warm stillness kind of Yeah, I don't know how to describe that any better, but just this like steady presence of stillness and love. And it really was like grounded in this practice, especially through connecting with my body and through my heart. So thank you. And blessed solstice.
Yeah, same, and beautiful. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, thank you all. And it's wonderful to be in this Sangha again. And